Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
So I want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. You are predicting by the end of today, all snow gone?
Okay, so that's not my prediction.
Okay.
That is my hope. A girl can dream.
So when you went to bed last night and you said your prayers.
Yeah, yes.
You prayed.
As I lay me down to sleep. Yes.
First of all, you prayed the Lord your soul to keep.
Certain.
Let's fast forward over if I die before I wake part.
Dark.
What a horrible thing to learn as a kid.
Horrible.
We did that nightly.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you think I'm going to die?
Well, we're prepared.
You don't know. When kids were growing up back in the day, you just never knew.
That's true. A wolf could get you.
Oh, so many things. Lots of wolves.
Whatever the kids at Hamnet had.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after you got through the sad part, then you like, please, higher power, see to it that all snow is gone by the end of today?
I would prefer. It's weird. Okay. This week we started with the snowstorm of Monday.
Yes.
And then yesterday afternoon, I'm like, I'm hot. I'm opening the screen door. And
I had the air on in the car yesterday.
You did?
For just to kind of get it straight. But it was just like I was I was overdressed.
Uh-huh.
I dressed for the coldness of the morning. I had a sweatshirt on.
I had like my heated steering wheel thing and my heat warmer, my seat warmer.
It's a little odd. Yes.
Okay, now it's too hot for all of this.
I think we'll have most on surfaces gone. It's like I'm looking across the street. I see a bit of a pile. I don't know if we lose the pile today.
I think parking lot piles stay.
Yes.
Like those dirty mounds where it's half dirt, half snow.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are going to hang out for a while because they're protected. They become an ice, right?
They're like little glaciers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they're glaciers.
Watch out, Titanic.
Man-made glaciers.
But you do wonder, by the end of Saturday, when it is going to be 74 degrees, will all of the snow be gone?
Snow doesn't stand a chance.
No.
Uh-uh.
I heard a goldfinch yesterday leaving the gym.
Stop it.
Yeah. I'm ready. Uh-huh.
Let's go spring. Yeah.
Spring. First day of spring today.
Ugh, I'm all about it.
Let's get to it.
You remember Punch the Monkey.
Of course. We named one of our dog toys Punch the Monkey. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Roland. Punch the Monkey, if you didn't know, in a zoo in Japan, he went viral. He was abandoned by his mother, and so they wanted him to socialize. They gave him a stuffed orangutan, and he just kind of carries this thing around, and that's his friend. Like, he was getting bullied by other monkeys.
He was just trying to fit in.
He was.
And nobody was taking him into their litter or whatever the monkey term is.
But then the world fell in love with him.
Yes.
They shared some videos of him and we were all rooting for Punch the Monkey. And I have a happy update.
Do we have a Punch update?
Punch update.
Awesome.
Punch the Monkey has a girlfriend.
Say what?
Yeah. Punch the Monkey was spotted kissing, cuddling.
Wait, monkeys kiss?
Apparently. Wait, like with their monkey lips? I
Do
guess.
They put one set of monkey lips on another set of monkey lips?
Monkey kiss.
Those are tiny lips.
They were playing affectionately. There's a female monkey named Momo-chan, and they're very affectionate together.
So is he just ready to start a family? This seems very fast.
This all seems very fast.
Right.
And actually, people are a little suspicious of Momo-chan because they're like, is she in it for the right reasons or is it just because Punch is famous? And like people are giving him all this attention. You know, everybody at the zoo is like, Punch, Punch, Punch.
She can sense his fame.
She know that people like him.
I've now learned that monkeys kiss and other monkeys go, oh, you're a popular monkey. I didn't know this
monkeys
or that.
Monkeys kiss and are fame hungry.
Apparently so.
Whoa.
Blows my mind.
No kidding. Momo-chan, be good to Punch the Monkey.
Are they, quote, just having fun?
How serious is this? Are we just friends having a good time?
Right, yes.
Yeah, where are we at the relationship? I don't know. It's not clear. But right now, he is socializing.
Keep me posted.
That is a good thing.
Keep me posted.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Public apology, 2 minutes away. You go first. You go first, though.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with just a little bit of jealousy because this has become now, I think, is this technically a tradition if you do it multiple years in a row? It's not like it's a planned
thing. I think once you get three going, it's a tradition.
Okay. It's a tradition then that over spring break, if we don't go someplace, usually my kids will go visit grandma mm-hmm. for a couple days. And they always have a great time. They always do something a little bit fun. Yesterday, they were doing some pottery.
At their house?
No. At like a place where you do that kind of thing. No, she's not like a potter or anything.
Your parents have a kiln?
Yeah, it's
I wouldn't
awesome.
Be surprised.
And a wheel. Throw the clay. I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they
but they went to a pottery experience location.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they did. They painted some pottery.
Got it.
And then as I called yesterday, because I thought, surely my children miss me. They've been gone for 2 days now, Eric. They were too busy to really talk to me because in front of them, they had nothing but mounds of candy.
Best part about grandparents, they always have candy.
Oh my goodness. They got one of each brand of jelly bean that they could find at the store. One of each, Eric, because they were having a jelly bean competition. They were eating jelly beans, each one of each flavor from each bag, and then just determining which is the best one. And then they ate them again, the best one of each bag, to see which is the best of the best jelly beans.
I do like the scientific method of this.
I do too. But I was shocked by their findings.
Do you want to announce them now or do you want to give them to me tomorrow for nerd news?
This very unscientific finding, because they were giving them scores.
That's great.
1 through 5.
I used to do this too.
You did?
I would. This is so stupid, but I love the creativity of the young mind. I would take pretzel sticks and try to determine which was the hardiest of the stick, which one wouldn't break.
Like the best of the bag?
Yes, exactly. The best
Nerd.
Of the bag. What? It's creativity. It's play.
Yes.
I'm sure all child psychologists would think this is the best thing they could be doing.
It's a good thing. Plus sugar.
So do you want to tell us who won?
I'm surprised to say that the Sour Patch Kids red flavor, whatever
really?
That is. Yeah.
Was
the winner of the whole thing.
You mentioned this to us. We were at your place for dinner last night, and we really were pulling for Starburst.
I know.
Starburst makes a great jelly bean.
They do. Mike and Ike's is now in the mix this year.
I didn't know that.
A Mike and Ike jelly bean? I didn't either.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they did quite well, and there were some interesting flavors. There was like a pineapple banana that they were trying.
Wow.
But they were also too busy to eating jelly beans to talk to me, so.
Sorry, Mom.
I'd let them go.
Miss you.
But congratulations to Red Sour Patch Kid Jelly Beans.
You're the winner. I'm the loser. Because at 6:02 this morning, I brought you along. You didn't fight,
hey,
I will say.
I did not put
you
up a
fight
at all.
You willingly came along as we welcomed everybody and wished everybody happy first day of spring.
We started the show with a beautiful montage.
Yes. To which point we received this phone call.
Good morning. Just thought I'd let you know, I think the first day of spring is tomorrow.
This is me getting the calendar right here.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, crap.
No!
I am off a day, dude.
No!
You're all right.
No, you're exactly right. Between the parade being in the middle of the week and I thought
today's
yesterday.
Today's only like, Thursday.
I felt today was the first day of spring. It's 319 day. Maybe that's where I got messed up.
Oh.
You had me at the first one. The second one, I was like, wait a minute, it ain't Friday.
It ain't Friday. You know what, Dave? It ain't Friday.
Thank you for setting us straight. We're going to have to do the corrections.
Thanks, guys.
Everything you heard this morning will happen again tomorrow.
Groundhog Day.
Just redo it.
Just
redo it. Nobody heard anything.
Exactly. Roll the tape. Thanks for the
Thank
phone
you.
Call. Bye.
Good day.
Got that one wrong.
We're better than this.
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar right now. There it is. Vernal's equinox. Is Vernal a person?
Vernal? Who the heck's Vernal?
I don't. An old-timey person.
Hello.
It's spring equinox. First day of spring's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I was right there with you, though. I believed that it was.
Here's what it is. Today is 319 day.
That's right.
That is the big difference of all of this today.
Our own created holiday, 319 day.
319 day. Yep. That's happy 319 day from the Morning Scramble.
time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The state says it's received the first safe haven baby of the year. The Abbott Department of Health and Human Services says a baby girl born March 6th was given up under the law. There were five safe haven babies turned over in 2025. The law allows parents who determine they cannot care for the child to turn it over during a three-month window after the baby was born. There are designated safe havens at locations like hospitals, police, and fire stations. The law started in 2002, mm-hmm. and we have since had 80 safe haven
babies?
Turnovers.
Yeah.
Yes, babies since 2002. Which is,
you know what? Yeah, it's better than...
better than a variety of alternatives, yeah. For sure. Something's going on in Dubuque. It's called ATM jackpotting. This is a very complicated crime, but it has happened numerous times in Dubuque. The FBI and Dubuque County Sheriff's Office say the crime occurs when a person pries open the hood of an ATM.
Okay, where's the hood?
Well, if you look at a...
like the front thing?
It's a molded plastic.
Yeah.
Right? That's a big box.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's usually hinged for a couple of reasons. One, you got to put the money in it.
Uh-huh.
Two, you got to change the paper roll that gives you the receipt. So it does have an access point.
Sure.
People pry that open and then hack the hard drive so that money is, it sounds like, remember that scene in Rent?
Right.
Where they reprogram the ATM and it spits money out?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
That's jackpotting. And then they could just enter numbers.
So anytime you go to that, you can get money from
it. As a bad person, and then it's probably taking it from whatever bank account it tells it to look for. So the thieves are making money. The banks are losing money. And this takes multiple people to do. You need computer programmers mm-hmm. and people willing to do that. So according to the FBI, there were 1,900 ATM jackpotting schemes nationwide over the past 6 years. 700 of those last year, $20 million in losses.
Really?
And it's just, they've noticed it's been ticking upwards in the Dubuque area. So banks are having to reconfigure software and placing in different cameras. And it's just, it's a whole mess. It's
a
big old
mess.
What's got us feeling all right? Big business of NCAA tournament basketball. The University of Iowa is going to host four NCAA women's basketball tournament games.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is today. We have a play-in game. Arizona State will play Virginia tonight. I think it's at 8 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN2. It'll be at Carver Hawkeye. So all of those fans are coming in today for the game, right?
Love it.
They got to stay somewhere.
Yes.
And they got to eat.
Welcome to town.
They're probably going to the Lululemon.
Of course.
Right?
How could they not?
The Von Maur. City and tourism leaders say the event will bring significant economic boost. How much so? You average spend $50 to $70 per person per day.
Mm-hmm.
That's retail. That's hotel. That per game is $1 million. So we have four games guaranteed. We've got today's matchup.
What a boon.
Then they're going to play Georgia Saturday midday. Iowa has Fairleigh
Dickinson.
And then the winner of those two games will play on Monday.
Do you know how I remember that one? Emily Dickinson.
Fairleigh Emily Dickinson. And the other nice thing about this is the timing is perfect because it's spring break. Which means right now in Iowa City, economics, not as much, not as much commerce right now. So it's a nice little boost coming out of the last few days of spring break. That story's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Last year, Val Kilmer passed away, but it was just announced this year that he's going to appear in a new movie thanks to the magic of AI.
We are now stepping foot over a line I thought we weren't going to do.
I thought that didn't Star Wars do that with Carrie Fisher?
If you already have captured their performance and you can alter what you have,
mm-hmm.
which they do with the facial technology now,
they
like
do.
Young Indiana Jones, at like 20 minutes of that movie, he was still acting though.
Right.
He was doing the work. But then they put his face on him.
Yes.
Val Kilmer can't do that.
No, Val Kilmer is no longer with us. And weirdly enough, the film is called As Deep as the Grave. However, the writer-director says that he wrote the part specifically for Val Kilmer. Like, that's who he had in mind when he was writing the part. So he had reached out, and originally they were supposed to begin filming in 2020. But at the time, Val was going through a really, really tough time medically, so he couldn't physically do it. So they reached out to his family after the announcement of his passing. And as you recall, you watched his Val Kilmer documentary.
Yes.
He loved technology.
He did. He was one of the first guys to have a camcorder, a video recorder.
Yeah,
so he recorded everything.
He was rolling all the time, and this is what he would have wanted. He would have wanted his performance to be digitally generated. They got permission from Val's family. His daughter Mercedes confirmed that he was always looking for emerging technologies with optimism, that it was a tool to expand the possibilities of storytelling. The spirit is something that we're honoring with this specific film, which he was an integral part.
So the next question will be, how will Hollywood receive it? Where will it be distributed? And then how will an audience take it?
Right.
Right?
So they're like, we know that it's going to be controversial going into it, but we're excited to see what happens with this project.
Better to know on the front end, I guess.
I guess,
but
yeah.
Just think of all the classic movie actors and actresses you can now bring back for anything.
Yes, we can bring them all back.
Yes. Hmm. Crazy.
We first experienced a big movie mashup when we put together Barbenheimer, Barbie, and Oppenheimer. Then we had Glicked, Gladiator 2, and Wicked. And now, theater-going friends, let's get ready for Doomsday. Coming up December 18th, both Dune 3 and Avengers Doomsday hitting theaters.
Dune 3's teaser trailer dropped yesterday, by
Perfect.
The way. Yes.
Robert Downey Jr. actually brought this up at an event where he was interviewing Timothée Chalamet a few months ago, and he brought up the fact that, hey, our movies come out on the exact same day. This is what we should call it. And now everybody's running with it.
Now, the biggest difference, though, between your other two examples is those were on opposite ends in my world of the storytelling spectrum.
Thank you, Eric.
These are very nerdy.
These are
sci-fi, comic book.
Kind of the same file folder movie.
Yes.
Right? One executive at one of the major theater chains, who apparently is in the witness protection and refuses to be named.
AMC?
Is it you?
Marcus?
They said someone's got to move. That level of overwhelm doesn't make sense, especially these last few years of theater struggling for something like this. Avengers movie and Dune 3 are both sure things, but they're too similar.
So how much say does the movie theater have?
That's what I'm wondering.
Right.
So if the movie theater's like, you guys got to change this. Usually, sometimes people can blink, and the people behind the movies,
we're still far enough
studios
out.
Can yeah. Move it. Maybe move it by a week.
We'll
two.
See. I
we'll
guess.
See. Maybe somebody moves. But right now, Doomsday is on December 18th. Oh, boy. Kevin Hart, very unhappy. Just this week, they unveiled a brand new wax figure of him at the Hollywood Wax Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! And he saw his likeness, and he did not care for it. He shared a video set to with Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, the theme
background.
Song from yeah. Curb Your Enthusiasm? Okay.
He said, WTTTTTFFFFF. What did these people do?
How bad is it? Have you seen it?
Yes. It doesn't look, it looks like a different person. Like it doesn't even, well, that kind of resemble, it doesn't resemble him.
The good news about wax figures, you can melt it down and remold it.
Exactly. He said, this is an attack. Who is this? This is just the museum trying to make me cry. This has to stop. I demand a redo. And people, the comment section is going crazy because people are like, that's not Kevin Hart. That's Devin Hart. You asked for Kevin Hart and you got Kevin the Weeknd. Somebody said maybe The Rock is behind it because he and The Rock have such a playful.
That would be a great prank.
Pranking relationship.
Yes.
I don't think that The Rock had anything to do with it because then he got in the comments and he said, this thing is perfect. Don't change a thing. I don't think he was behind it. We've reached out to the museum for comment. The museum has not said what they're going to do moving forward.
Now, this is in Pigeon Forge. And doesn't Dolly Parton own all of Pigeon Forge?
That's Can my understanding.
Insert Dolly into this?
Let's get Dolly. Yes. You know what? I was like, you got to contact the mayor or something. But Dolly probably
Dolly's
is the mayor.
Dolly's the mayor.
Yeah. Just get a hold of Dolly. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Counselor. Defendant. That's him.
Defendant. You have to say defendant.
How dare you? No, I'm also a radio lawyer. From the offices of Duff and Duff. If it ain't rough, it ain't Duff, friends.
What are your credentials?
Drove here.
Have you ever been on?
He went to night school.
I went to law school at night.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever been a guest on Jury in a Hurry.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, we're
I'm
glad
win,
to have
so.
You here because you're kind of on trial, or at least your snack of choice is on trial because you have taught our children to go into the snack cabinet, get a package of ramen noodles, and then just eat them raw without
the
cooking
pouch.
The noodles.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Take us back. So just a minute ago, poor Nick, you were describing life as a third grader growing up. You're not allowed to touch the stove, so you can't make them as noodles. So were you instructed to eat them that way, or did you discover this on your own?
No, I think this was a got home from school, was ravenous, and saw the first thing that I could easily reach and access. And, you know, this is appealing because I like ramen cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get clear on that.
Yeah.
It is delicious cooked, you know, and that's so there's that. But dry, I mean, it's got layers. You're able to break this apart. You're able to feather it, if you will, into mm-hmm. a multi-layered snack. And it looks like the curvature of it is like waves. I broke it apart and I sat there. Now I was taught over time to eat it over a bowl because oftentimes I would just break it apart over my lap, and that was rather messy, and people were tired of having ramen underfoot. But you know, it's delicious.
Uh-huh.
It's crunchy like a chip, but I would argue healthier than a chip because if you turn the package over, it has protein, 8 grams of which in the package. It also has no cholesterol. And it is 370 calories. Let's look past that part.
It's got iron. It's got iron?
It's got 2.6 milligrams of iron, which is
15%.
Are we presuming
that's just the noodles or the packet of spice as well?
Yeah, is that just the noodles?
Well, I've never eaten the spice on there.
Let's clear. You eat this when we say raw. Not only are you not cooking it, you're not putting the spice packet on it.
No. See, I understand the folks in Algeria like to put, and they've done many wonderful things for
us
in the world.
Research on this?
They like to dust on their dry noodles. That's a level of noodle connoisseur that I have not yet attained. I am a dabbler in the noodle arts,
uh-huh.
and I'm not going to shorten that because it's problematic. But it's delicious. It's crunchy. It's wonderful, and I thank the fine folks from Algeria to teach for teaching me this trick.
We have received word on the Z102.9 Facebook page that a listener who grew up in Korea, this was also a snack, just eating the raw ramen noodle.
It's a worldwide
with the seasoning on it.
Thing,
with
friends.
Seasoning. But I think the other thing in your story, Duff and Duff, is that you've now indoctrinated your daughters.
Yeah.
Both of them?
Chiefly
Mostly
the younger
the
one.
Younger one will do this.
Chiefly the younger
but
one.
But both have been known to do it in their time.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully they grow out of it because I think it's weird. I never heard of this until I met this man.
Have you never had these on top of a salad?
Okay, yes. I knew you were going to bring up ramen noodle salad, which is a salad that is in my family.
I've had ramen noodle salad.
Thank you.
A lot of times mandarin oranges are on top of it.
Yes. But when
and you know
make
what's
this,
under it? Lettuce.
And dressing.
And it's dressing.
It's a dressed salad. So the noodles are soaking up some of that flavor, and it's not just a flavorless dry.
It seems to me, because I go back to when I was in third grade, I think I ate glue then. I didn't stick with it.
Good for you,
Eric. Because it was a bad idea.
Because you grew out of it?
Because I grew out of it.
Wow. That's maturity.
It may have been convenient at the moment. I used to take little raw strands of spaghetti and put marshmallows on either end mm-hmm. and make them into little barbells, but then I would eat that as a snack too.
When I was a child, I ate like a child.
Yes, when I was a child, I ate like a child.
Yes, and then I grew up. I know better now, so I do better now.
You know how to use the stove. You've cooked for me before.
I have cooked for you a few times.
Why are you not eating the cooked noodles, Claire? Why doesn't he eat the cooked noodles?
Eat them cooked.
Listen, okay. Let's just take a little walk back here to the noodle salad component. It would not be... What are you going to call it if you don't have the ramen noodles on there? It's just salad. Nobody wants that. It's ramen noodles. That's the dry ramen makes it a thing. I would argue the same thing for, you know, I've been known to take handfuls of French's French fried onions and eat those.
Oh, no!
This is a toppings-based snacking problem I have.
Oh, no.
He's making the crouton argument.
Yes. Croutons are delicious.
We learned about this in law school, the infamous crouton argument.
And you would eat those dry, would you not?
You would eat those dry. I have to concede to that point.
Because they're kind of like a cracker.
But they are seasoned, and it is not in the same category as a raw rice-based noodle.
The ramen noodle is not seasoned, therefore we do not want to eat it raw.
Is there any other perspective from a person who has to live with him and or your family members that do this that is another reason why when we're making our case, you should not
snack on ramen? It's messy. I will say that too. You said that you had to have a bowl to complete this snack. It is a mess. It does crinkle up and can create quite a mess. Okay. So for that reason, I'm out.
Well, you could unfold the pouch and eat it over the pouch, but that's just, that's madness. That's Who would do such a thing?
That's too much.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hi, Z102.9. Jury in a hurry. Where do you stand on snacking on raw ramen noodles?
No.
Very simply stated. Thank you, Jury.
Thank you. Let's go back to the telephone lines. Hey, it's Jury in a hurry. Snacking on raw ramen noodles.
What do you think about that?
Do that?
I do.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I've done it since I was probably 10.
What is it about third graders? And thank you for the call, Jerry. Third graders and raw ramen noodles. Claire,
seriously,
this is crazy.
This is weird.
Brilliant.
There's more of you out there?
Oh, absolutely.
Continuing our big debate on raw ramen. Hey, thanks for holding, Jerry. What are your thoughts on raw ramen? Do you snack on those? Yes or no?
Yep.
Another snacker, Claire.
Gosh.
Yes.
They're coming out of the woodwork. Wow. Hi, Jerry in a hurry. Raw ramen. Is that a snack? Yes or no?
Yeah, it can be.
It can be.
It can be.
Wait. Do you agree that it's a snack?
Yeah, my daughter eats plain uncooked noodles all the time.
Oh my goodness,
like
Claire.
Like spaghetti?
Boom.
This is like an like underground fight club.
Yes. My goodness.
I've lost count, but I think currently
3-1.
3-1.
We need to stage a huge comeback.
Hi, thanks for holding, Jury in a hurry. Snacking on raw ramen noodles. Yes or no in your book?
I say yes.
Another yes? Claire?
What is happening?
My people.
What's happening is we are losing and his people are coming out of the woodwork.
Come on, common sense. Where are the people who agree? No, you don't snack on raw ramen. You cook it.
It looks as if Nick has taken not an insurmountable lead, but it is continuing to grow. In the interest of a man who gave up going into work early to come in and argue for ramen noodles, let's see where this phone call takes us. Hi, Jury in a hurry, snacking on raw ramen noodles. What do you think?
Yes, crunch them up, put some of the seasoning on them, and eat them.
Oh, she had seasoning. All right.
Fine.
Claire, I think this might be a clean sweep for your husband.
It might be.
Hi, caller, raw ramen noodles, what do you say?
No way.
Oh,
thank
good. Finally,
you.
Another
common
level-headed
sense
person.
Back.
Hey, caller, raw ramen noodles, what do you say? Yes or no?
I know there's ramen snackers out there, but I'm definitely not.
So he's aware of a world.
There's a world, but it's not a world you live in. Okay,
right.
I'm taking that as a no.
Join us.
Jury in a hurry, raw ramen noodles, what do you say, yes or no?
I mean, you could, but you can also eat dirt. Absolutely not.
You know what? Let's leave that as a final word. Nick still wins by one.
Okay, by one.
By one.
And I'm willing to give it a try, but bleh.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm willing to give it a try as well. I think what we did not do to honor poor Nick's argument is, and I'm sure you guys say this as parents at home, you can't knock it until you try it.
Yeah, you gotta
and
try
I've never
it
tried
first.
It. Now, in my brain, this looks like a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I didn't see that. I broke it up into fourths.
Thank you.
Lower your expectations.
Yes, Bailiff Ben will be having some as well.
It is not that flavorful.
All right, we are now going to officially snack on raw ramen.
Like a mouthful?
Or just crunch.
You just crunch it off. You take
okay.
the corners.
Okay, right, do a nice bite size. That's really crunchy.
Yeah, and delicious. This is my breakfast.
Not bad.
It's not bad, but it's
not
like,
good.
This is so good. It's meh.
It's meh.
This is saltines.
Yeah. It had a little more flavor than I was anticipating. Yeah. I think actually raw ramen with a little bit of the spice packet on it, I would take.
That would probably be better.
All right. You know what? I think Nick takes the win.
Congratulations.
Thanks for coming in. Jury to hurry. Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.